Hello, this is William Fink. This is Monday, August 30th, 2010. This is the Christogenia Open Forum. Hopefully there'll be people that want to talk so that we could have a program, because that's what this is all about. Nobody wants to talk. There's not much of a program. Not much is going on today. I'm pretty pleased I posted Saturday's program on the front page of Christogenia, and it already has a 229 downloads. I'm happy with that. The site's really taking off. More people are joining the forum. I think that more people are waking up. More people are wondering that there's something wrong in society, and they're searching for answers. Hello, Kent. How you doing?
Hello, Bill. I'm doing just fine. You got me all choked up with the music.
Yeah, I love that song. I'm going to maybe try to find something a little more upbeat, though, and a little shorter, right?
I can't listen to Irish music.
Why is that? That's William Jackson. It's an instrumental. It's a three record set. It's the only records I've bought since I got home. Right. I knew 10 years ago I wanted to get his records, and listening to him on public radio. There's a program that plays Celtic folk music, Thistle and Shamrock. He has another set I got to get yet. It's all about the Stone of Scone.
Oh wow.
Well, that's the theme anyway.
Yeah, okay. Nothing else to cry about.
Well, sorry about that. I didn't mean to break y'all up over a song. That was actually the theme to Braveheart.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah, it's the last movie I saw. I guess that was it for me. I couldn't take another movie after that. No, I'm just kidding. It just happens to be the last movie that I sat down and watched. Maybe around 91.
I got to go fix somebody's boiler.
Oh, a business call.
I was all looking forward to the show here, and then all of a sudden I got to go fix something. So, okay, I'll be back later on. But you should mute me or whatever. Or do I mute myself?
Well, you could mute your microphone.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you mute me, because I'm going to turn the speaker on so my wife can hear. And then when I come back, if I have something to say, I'll call in again.
Okay, hopefully I'll see you soon. God bless.
Excellent. All right.
Okay, this is an open forum program. If nobody wants to talk, there's not going to be much of a program. I really don't have anything put together. Three scheduled programs a week is more than enough work for one weekend. So when Monday rolls around, it's just time to talk, right?
So any extra hits the last couple of days?
Well, Christogenia's been getting over 300 visits a day, every day for the last 8 days, That's a huge improvement. The search engine hits. I did some search engine optimization early this month, and the search engine hits have gone up 60% since I've done the search engine work. That they've gone from being roughly 10% of my visits to being over 16% of my visits.
And you were saying that both you and Eli had broken the million mark for hits.
Right. Both Eli and mine, both of our sites are in the top million as measured by Alexa.com. Now, as measured by Quantcast, Christogenia.org is 609,000 or something thereabouts in the country in website traffic, which is pretty good for a two-seed-line Christian identity website, I think.
So I read the overview of Genesis 1 and 2. And still had a couple questions.
Okay. I don't know if I could add to what's there, but I'll try to answer your questions.
When it's, for instance, when it says that in our image, it's referring to both Yahweh and the heavenly host, correct?
Well, it can be argued and philosophized upon why the plural is used there. I lean towards the use of the plural of majesty. There is surely referred to all through Scripture a singular God referred to as Elohim in the plural, but with singular verbs and singular pronouns, and that indicates that word Elohim is what's it was a grammatical device that was also used by the surrounding nations and the other, you know, speakers of the other Semitic languages.
So when they were saying
the Canaanites, the Akkadians, the Aramaeans, it's a plural of majesty. It elevates the person being addressed.
So could,
but to say the Yahweh family is conjectural because that's not indicated anywhere else in the scripture.
So Elohim wouldn't necessarily mean a congregational body then of individuals.
No, there's not. It's a plural word in its grammatical construction, but it's clearly used over 5,000 times as a singular word with singular nouns and singular pronouns and singular verbs.
And the other thing that you had brought up about it being single days, and that was meted out with the, what was it?
I'm sorry. Maybe talk a little louder. Let me try to adjust my volume.
Sure. And you also said that the 7 days of creation, that it wasn't necessarily so, and that was meted out in the fact that it was stated in the fourth day that the moon and the sun were created.
Well, right. What I meant was not that there weren't 6 days of creation, but that they weren't necessarily literal days because the sun and the moon, as we know them, weren't even created until the fourth day. That word day is also used to refer to an indefinite period of time. And they were very easily and much more better translated, 6 ages. Which is basically a poetic description of creation and not a, it's not a scientific treatise, even though some people may try to make it out to be.
Yeah, because originally what I was saying that you were trying to say was that the sun and the moon couldn't be created within a 24-hour period.
No, the sun and moon were not created until the fourth day.
Yeah, and
so therefore, the days can't be literal 24-hour periods.
Sure. Yeah. So when it states prior to the fourth day, that evening came and then morning,
which could refer to the dawn, meaning the beginning of something, and the dusk, meaning the end of something, the beginning of a process and the end of a process, not a literal dawn and not a literal dusk.
Of that period of creation.
Right. It'd be hard to have a dawn and a dusk without a sun and a moon. Well, you might be able to do it without a moon, but you're not going to do it without a sun. So those first 3 days must have been pretty rough. How do we time them? You see what I mean? Poetic language is drawing a poetic picture to describe the creation. Does it coincide with what we know from science? Pretty much, because it's obvious that the creation of the things that we have them as we have them now was definitely done in stages. But that doesn't mean that it was done in 6 literal days. That's just crazy. And we know darn well it was done more than 6,000 years ago.
It's like Isaiah. Okay.
Isaiah, I'm not going to let you talk if you're feeding back. I'm going to shut your microphone off. I'm sorry. You got to get yourself a headset or something.
Okay.
I can't to have everything that happens here happen twice. That's just it's ridiculous. And you've had this problem for a few weeks. I'm sorry. Buy yourself a headset because the feedback is just unacceptable on a recorded program.
Yeah, and also you're using a hotkey is another possibility. So
Isaiah, this is a 24/7 server. There's always people here at during the day at one time or another, during the evenings that there's not a program here, after the other programs on the evenings. And it's easy enough for you to come and straighten out your audio problems when there's not a program. I'm sorry, Martin.
So you were saying that science has proven that what was done within those 6 days is probability that it was done within that sequence?
No, what I'm saying is once they're shown to be ages, science doesn't disprove it. There's no conflict between science and the Bible, because the Genesis 1 creation is not to be taken exactly literally. And the churchmen that insist on taking it exactly literally, 6 literal days, 6,000 years ago, by Bishop Usher's very errant chronology, and it's not errant because of Bishop Usher, it's errant because of the Masoretic text he based it on. When you make that absolute insistence that that has to be the absolute literal truth, that then science is going to make you look like an idiot. And these people too, I mean, there's the Creation Research Institute down in they're in Arizona or New Mexico or one of those southwest states, and it's led by somebody named Henry Morris, and these are supposedly educated, scientific-minded men that purport to prove that the Earth is only 6,000 years old, and their work upon scrutiny falls apart very easily. And it boils down to their science being a faith, that they've invented a new faith.
Instead of it being actual science, which is knowledge.
Well, science is knowledge through experience, right? And testing. True knowledge. True, not evolution. Evolution is not experience, and it's not... It's not repeatable in testing, so it's not science. True science, it is the ability to examine things and to reproduce them in controlled circumstances when that's possible. And that, you know, if evolution were possible, we would be able to reproduce it. We can't, and we never will. We would see it reproducing in front of us.
Yeah, another thing that is kind of interesting, though, is the fact that the days of the week before they were actually named were referred to as the first day of the week, the second day of the week, the third day.
The days of the week weren't named.
Yeah, exactly.
The days of the week weren't named until well into the Christian era.
But in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it talks about the first day of the week, the second day of the week.
And that's the way the Greeks that's the same terminology the Greeks still used. In the Christian era, the first day of the week, the second day of the week, the third day of the week. And you know something? I've never seen the phrase the eighth day of the week in any Greek book.
Yeah, there's definitely no eighth day. I don't know where they get.
Well, it's just that I can't prove that the Greeks had a 7-day week. But you do see the word week does exist, and I've never seen the phrase the eighth day of the week, so it's apparent that they did.
And also,
go on.
You know, actually, I was going to bring up something about the surprise that we have all these people and no one wants to pipe up.
Well, right, people. We need some participation here. This is an open forum program. If nobody wants to participate, it's going to be a real short open forum program. I was hoping Patricia would be here with a Judeo-Christian she's been challenging with some of my writing. He's demanding my credentials in his latest email. Well, like you need credentials to be able to read. I can't understand why I need credentials to be able to read a book.
Did anyone ask Christ for his credentials?
Well, Bruce brought up a good point last night, and that's what I'm going to hit him with when I get the chance to email him back, is... That he's asking me whose authority I write these things on, and basically that's the same way the Pharisees blasphemed Christ and the apostles. And I'm not comparing myself to them. It's just that my writing should stand or fall on its own. It's either true or it's not. And if he can't prove it wrong, and Patricia challenged him with my What is the World's paper.
So since he wasn't able to for himself, he decided to launch a personal attack against you.
Well, yeah, that's what he went. He couldn't answer my work, so he wants to know what my credentials are. Well, which I'm going to slap him in the head with that remark tomorrow. And I hope to answer him tomorrow anyway. If not, it'll only be Wednesday, so.
So what was the paper on again?
What is the World? I mailed it out
on
the mailing last week.
Okay.
If you're on my mailing list, you probably saw it, right?
Yeah, I got
it. If you're not on my mailing list, then sorry, I can't help you. It's on Chris DeGenning. I posted it in the overview section, actually.
That was actually referring to the time of Adam rather than the day of man.
Well, I have to, maybe I'll just play some more music so I don't have to keep begging people to talk, because I don't have a whole lot to say. If nobody wants to participate, that this might be a short program. So somebody should step up to the plate. I mean, these things usually get started off pretty slow and go on pretty long, but I can't sit here and tell Jewish race jokes until I'd like to be able to, until somebody decides to participate.
Now, everyone in here knows how to click on their names, how to left-click on the name and request stock power.
Show me where it says eighth day in the Bible, Joe. Show me where it says God did anything on the eighth day in the Bible. Come on, show me. Go get yourself a concordance and show me. No, Joe, there's no such thing in Hebrew. It's not in the Greek either. There's no eighth day to week in Hebrew or in Greek. God didn't do anything on the eighth day because it's not here yet. According to Paul, he's still in his period of rest, which means that no new species are being created. It ended with Adam in Genesis 1:28. Yeah, the term's used, but look, there's no creation on it, Joe. That's my point. And the term's not even used in Genesis. On the eighth day of the month. And that's usually what it refers to when the term's used. Well, unless somebody says something or somebody wants to talk, I don't have a whole lot to say. I just don't have any material to carry this program with to make a program out of it. This is an open forum. That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah, Gerald, I can't help that.
Why don't you come on up here, Joe?
Right, Victor.
Yeah, I got another question.
Well, I guess there aren't any takers. If this keeps up, I'm going to shut it down 9:30, Mark. We're going to have a half-hour open forum. We're going to say, what happened? Well, nobody showed up to say anything. I can't have an open forum if nobody wants to say anything. Maybe this program's run its course after 10 months.
Dumbstruck. Another question I had for you was in Isaiah, where it talks about how the community of Israel was given laws which, if they were followed, would give life. But they chose not to follow them, and then they were given laws which brought death. And I was just wondering what exactly was meant by that, because the first laws that were given were the Ten Commandments. And I know that, you know, the death came in because that we weren't able to meet the laws, but was it that at first we were expected to, and then God realized that we couldn't, and that's why you refer to them as laws that brought death? Or yeah, that would be nice, Gerald. Apparently we're in a monastery where everyone's taking some sort of oath of silence.
Okay, I'm going to end the program. This is William Fink, and this is the Christogenia Open Forum program. I guess tonight's a dud. 30 minutes and it's over. It was really over after about 20, but that's okay. Thank you.